All right, well, good morning. Welcome to Grace Point Church. Thank you for spending this special day with us. We're really glad that you're here. Thank you for all the mothers for coming today and for my mom. She is here. I'm not going to point her out, so I'm just going to go, thank you, Mom. So all the youth have worked really hard for this sermon service. Wow, everyone's saying sermon today. Josh and I have worked hard on this sermon. There we go. But we're just thankful you're here and you're allowing us to take over the service today. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Matt Ames, and I did graduate last year from high school, and I am proud to say I am a alumni of CSU, so apparently if you go there for one semester, you're an alumni, so go me. Woo! But I attended Clark Summit for one semester, and then I came back to SUNY Broome to get my EMT certification, so that's what I'm working on currently right now. But to make things even more confusing, I've decided to go back to Clark Summit next year, so yay life! So confusing, but... No, I just feel God is calling me back there to go back into ministry, so I'm going to be studying sports and recreational ministries down there. And so now some of you might be saying, well, if you graduated, then why are you giving the service? The sermon. You're no longer a teen. Well, technically, I'm 19, so I am a teen, so it qualifies me, I guess. But the real reason is Josh was kind enough to let me come back and be a youth leader, intern, observer of youth ministry person, yeah. But he was nice enough to let me come back and just see what youth ministry is all about and actually get into the youth as a leader. So, but while I'm figuring this whole life thing out, I just want to take a moment and be thankful and reflect on all the things my mom has taught me. She's made me the man I am today, and she's taught me so much. And so today we're celebrating all the mothers and anyone who's ever taken you under their wing. See, mothers are really cool because no matter what you do or how you screw up, they still see your potential. So good. That's a good thing. But mothers often see things that the world and everyone else around you can't see. They see everything that you'll amount to, even when the world thinks you won't amount to anything. And the good news is, God does the same thing with us. He uses those whom the world never consider to do things that the world will just overlook people for. He'll use them to do incredible things. Because God uses the most unlikely people to advance his kingdom. And so using Mother's Day as a springboard, we're going to look at a couple of women, unlikely women, in the Bible whom God used in miraculous ways. And what makes these women so remarkable and special is that they're just like us. They come from all walks of life. And they have troubled pasts, they're normal, and they're just regular people. But these are the women, but God used these women as his tools to make the world a better place. He used them as his tools to change the world for the better. And the good news is he's still doing that with us today. And so if I was to ask you to tell me a couple of heroes that you've heard from a Bible story, most of you would reference Moses, David, or even Jesus. And they're all really important people. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go unnoticed in the Bible that have had a huge impact and have helped advance the kingdom of God. And so today, for Mother's Day, we're going to look at a couple women, a couple unlikely women who devoted their lives to Christ and helped advance his kingdom. And so the first one I'm going to look at is Rahab. Now, most of you might have heard of Rahab. She is from the book of Jacob. So before we get in, we're going to set the scene. So in the beginning of Jacob, the Israelites and Jacob have just entered into the promised land. But they just entered and they have no idea what waits ahead of them. They have no idea what kind of enemies they'll have to face, or what the land holds in store for them. And so Jacob, being the wise leader he is, he decides to send two men into the land and try to scout it out and see what they're up against. And so let's look at Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And as I'm reading these verses, I have to give you a warning. I am terrible at pronouncing these names, so I'm just going to say insert complicated Bible name here. So let's see what the verses say. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men secretly from, insert complicated biblical town name here, as spies, saying, go, view the land, especially Jericho. And so they went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and they lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, behold, men of Israel have come tonight to search our lands. And then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house. For they are come to search out all the land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, true, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it was And when the gate was about to close at dark, the men went out of it. I do not know where they went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them under the stalks of flax that she had laid in order on the roof. And so the men pursued after them on the way to Jordan, as far as the fords. And the gate was shut as soon as the pursuers had gone out. So there are a couple of things in these verses that we have to point out to really get the feel of how Rahab was an unlikely hero. So the first one we need to highlight is her profession. It says that she was a paid overnight snuggling professional. In other words, she was a prostitute, if you want to be historically accurate. And so she is someone who the world would have said she wasted her life. She had all these talents and gifts, but then she wasted them and became a prostitute. And that is why we are looking at her, because despite her profession and being rejected by the world, God still reached down and changed her heart in order to change the world. And so she knew that if the spies were caught, she could have been the hero. She could have turned her life around. She could have caught the enemy and saved her home. But instead, she hid them, knowing very well that doing what she did could ultimately cost her life and everything she loved if she was caught. And even if she wasn't caught, she knew that if the spies got away, then the armies of the Israelites would come in and take her home anyways. So she risked her life to save the enemy of her people so that they can get away and come back and then conquer her lands. But she also knew that by allowing them to come conquer their lands, that was what the will of God was, and therefore she would be helping advance the kingdom of God. She knew that she needed to surrender her heart and to her life to God. And she was willing to risk everything she loved in order to help advance the kingdom of God. And as we know, just a prostitute of a And she was a prostitute, and that was a profession that was considered to be looked down upon and despised by the world. She was rejected and considered a nobody. But despite all that, God still used her and to help advance his kingdom and to give hope to the world. So she turned away from her sins, and she devoted her life to Christ. And she knew that by doing that, by allowing the enemies to come take over her lands, she will have a better life for eternity, a life with Christ. And now the next one we're going to look at is Mary. And since it's Mother's Day, it's only fitting that we look at the most famous mother in all of history. And no, I'm not talking about Kate Middleton. I'm talking about the mother of Jesus, Mary. So we all know the Christmas story and the birth of Christ. We have the camels and the sheep and the shepherds and the wise men, they all came. But what many people overlook or not even read is the events leading up to the birth of Christ. The unfortunate events and the situation that Mary and Joseph were put in. So at the time, Mary was a single woman and Joseph was a carpenter. They were kind of like, you know, talking, maybe sending each other a message on Facebook or something like that, but they weren't together. And so when the Holy Spirit gave Mary a child, everyone thought that her and Joseph hooked up, and therefore they had a baby out of wedlock. And so the world looked at her as an adulteress. And so she not only despised herself, but she brought shame to her family. So she was rejected by her town, friends, even her family. And Joseph really didn't want to go through with this because he knew that if he hooked himself to her wagon, then he would be brought upon the same shame as her. So let's look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. And her husband Joseph, being just a man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Mary was looked down upon, because she was the only one who knew that the Holy Spirit was the one who gave her the child. But despite being looked down upon, Mary stayed faithful to what God's plan was. And because of that, she gave the world something that they've never had before. They had hope. Mary didn't just give a son to the world. She gave the world hope. And that is important because it shows that you don't have to be a CEO of a major super company, or the wife of a prince. But as long as you remain faithful and follow God's plans for you, He will use you to give this world hope. And right now, that's what the world needs. It needs a whole bunch of hope. We never know why God chose Mary. He could have chosen some rich woman or some woman who has lots of power so that Jesus could grow up in this nice, safe environment. But instead, He chose a single woman to bear His only son. And so Mary bared the ridicule and shame and hate because it was what God had instructed her to do so that He could advance His kingdom of God, so He can advance His kingdom. And now the next woman we're going to look at is Lydia. And this woman might be a little more relatable to most of us because she is what the world would call a normal person. We're all normal people, right? So Lydia was just a small business owner who sold decorative soaps. Okay, so I actually don't know if she sold decorative soaps. But the Bible does tell us that she sold purple goods. So let's look at a verse in Acts chapter 16, 13 through 15. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside. This is Paul talking. We went outside to the gate up to the riverside, where we were supposed there a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women who had come together, And one of them who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the town of, insert complicated biblical town name here, and was a seller of purple goods, and was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. And now, nothing in these verses talks about the great battles she fought, or how much power she had, or how many lives she saved, how many orphans she took in. If anything, it just mentions the fact that she was just normal. And the fact that she was just a normal business owner makes this one more relatable to most of us. Most of us either work for a business, or we have our own businesses. But despite just being a normal person, she was an unlikely hero that God used because He challenged her heart and she dedicated her life to Christ. She dedicated her life to help advance the kingdom of God. And so we see that she didn't just get baptized, but she had her whole house dedicated to the Lord. And we should do the same thing, because God uses the most unlikely people to advance His kingdom of God. And so we need to remain faithful to Him, despite just being normal people. And by remaining faithful to Him, we as normal people can have a huge impact on this world. Lydia serves as a reminder to us that we don't have to be extraordinary people to do extraordinary things. And now that at this point, we've looked at a couple women in the Bible, but that was back then. So how does this apply to us now? And if you're a guy like me, you might be saying, "Well, I'm not a woman, so does this apply to me?" And the answer is yes, it does. And so the good news is God is still using unlikely people to do extraordinary things. And so there's one last woman I want to look at today. And this woman is an example of a modern-day unlikely hero. And this woman is a mother of three and works more than one job and has come from a rough past. But most importantly, this woman is someone who's personally impacted my life. And the woman I want to talk about is my aunt. My aunt Tricia is one of the strongest women that I know. First off, she's the mother of my three cousins, and me, having firsthand experience with them, knows that's a full-time job. But secondly, she has come from a different, she has had a rough past couple of years. And so instead of telling you her whole life story, I just want to focus on the past couple of years. So a few years ago, her and my uncle got a divorce. And unfortunately, my uncle did not make this divorce very easy on her. He fought for everything and wanted to take most of what my aunt and him had together. And so after the dust settled, my aunt had to share custody with my uncle. And so my aunt went from a full-time mom to only being able to see her children once in a while, a couple of days a week. And not only that, but having her children ripped away from her full-time, she had to go and find more work just to sustain herself and then when her kids came over. And so my aunt had to find two more jobs. So now my aunt is seeing her kids once in a while and working three jobs. And now at this point, most of us, many people, would have just given up. Okay, I have three jobs, I can sustain myself, I get to see my kids every once in a while, and that's good enough for me. But my aunt did not give up. She remained faithful to God and knew that God was calling her to do more. And she knew that if she stayed faithful, God would be with her no matter what. And so rising above the challenges and the hardships, my aunt decided to go back and get her master's degree in social work. And so now she's seeing her kids once in a while, working three jobs, and going to school full-time to advance her career. And by going back to school, it means that she had to give up all of her free time. But by doing this, she still remained faithful. She still remained faithful to God's plan, and God knew, and God was using her in incredible ways. And so this past Friday, my family and I got to go down and got to watch her graduate and earn her master's degree in social work. And so she rose above the trials and the hard times. And now that she has her master's degree, she can use her gifts and experiences to help impact and give hope to many more families and women just like her. God is using this unlikely hero in extraordinary ways to give hope, to give love, and to give joy. She remained faithful through everything, and God rewarded her. And this is a good example for all of us. Because my aunt remained faithful to God, God was able to impact the world, because God uses the most unlikely people to advance his kingdom. And if you're like her, or if you're just a stay-at-home mom and you feel like your work is futile, all you do is laundry, cook, clean, change the diapers, repeat, you may feel like what you're doing is nothing. How can you advance the kingdom of God like that? But guess what? You could be raising the next Billy Graham, or the next person who's going to cure cancer, or solve world hunger, or end this homeless problem that we have. You may feel like you're just at a dead-end job, but God could have you there to reach a certain person and bring him or her to a life full of Christ. You may feel like you're too old to make a difference in the world, that your time has passed, you wasted your life. But guess what? God can still use your experiences and your gifts to impact the next generation. So it doesn't matter if you're a teenager, an older person, someone who's just given up in life, or the world considers to be a nobody. God uses the most unlikely people to advance his kingdom. And maybe you're feeling like one of these women we talked about today. Maybe you're a Rahab. Maybe you made some terrible choices in your past, and maybe you did some things that you're not proud of. Or maybe you feel like Mary, just a mother who faces many challenges. Or you're a Lydia. You're just a normal person who goes to a normal job, but you're doing okay. So why would God choose you to do anything for this world? But no matter how you're feeling, no matter who you are, what you're going through right now, there is hope, because the hope is that God uses the most unlikely people to become heroes. God uses the most unlikely people to advance his kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm just so thankful today that everyone came out to just hear the youth worship you, Lord, and to use your gifts and abilities that you've given them to just reach many people. I want to thank you for everyone to just coming out and bearing with us today, because we're just as passionate as everyone. I pray, Lord, that you open everyone's hearts so they could hear what they needed to hear today, Lord. And now I pray that you continue to work in them to give them hope so that they can give the hope to someone else, and to remind them on a daily basis that when they're feeling down, that you use the most unlikely people to advance your kingdom. And those unlikely people, they are us. They're everyone, Lord. And so I pray that you continue to be with us, to help us remain faithful and steadfast in your word, and to just help everyone to have a glorious Mother's Day, Lord, and just give you all the honor and glory. In your name, amen. And so you guys are dismissed, and we do have Mother's Day chocolate for you. So if you are a mother, feel free to help yourself on your way out. Have a good rest of the Sunday, guys.